Hello, my love, and welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn, and this is Mind Flowers, an immersive archive of stimulating messages and integrative practices deeply rooted in my studies and initiations with metaphysics, energetics, and self-sovereignty. If you're searching for more depth, more meaning, more life, you just hit the lick, my love. You are about to discover new dimensions of yourself. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. I want to start off this topic with a quote that I came across. It's by Charles Foster in his book, Being a Human. And I loved this. He says, "Our behavior is often shameful precisely because our real nature is glorious. We fall dreadfully because we have such a long way to fall." Because you're listening to this, maybe it's safe for me to assume that you've asked the same questions I have. Like, if the ethers are as heavenly and blissful as we are told, why leave that realm? And out of all the things to be, why human? We know that the 3D world is a world of illusion, so why leave the truth to live among lies? I personally began to settle into my answer for these questions when I discovered that the Latin root for the word illusion is ludere, which means to play. I've learned in my journey that play really is an exploration of the question, what if? This learning method can only be transmitted through direct experience. Now consider the process of teaching, which is the cousin of learning. No matter the age or learning style, a student learns more when the lesson is turned into a game, because enthusiasm brings staying power to new information that is introduced. What makes this even more interesting is the Latin root for the word enthusiasm is entheo, in meaning within, and theo meaning God. You picking up what I'm putting down? You get it? Yeah. Okay. As children of the universe, we are playing the ultimate game, locking in our own learning by playing on this 3D stage. So yes, while it is true that on Earth school, nothing is real, the transformation available to you absolutely is. It is only through form that we discover what is formless. Now, I want you to just take a moment and imagine a cube drawn on a piece of paper. All right, you got the image? Great. Now, take away the lines that represent the edges of that cube. And what are you left with? Just a series of randomly placed dots, right? Just as you can't experience 3D until 1D is established, because there is no cube without those connected points, right? We can't understand our true nature until our connection with the source is established. And because all of us are a piece of God playing hide and seek with herself, we become human to make the unknown knowable. The darkness is the source of our fears, but it is also the home of the gods. This phrase makes me think of the healing journey itself. We relive the pain, darkness, to understand the power of love. It is only in the darkness that the illusions disappear. Now, once we've established this connection between form and formless, we can now learn to be in relation with. This is the inherent design of intelligence. Now, if we want to view this from a scientific perspective, according to Subatomics, scientists have discovered that the fundamental structure of the universe consists not of things, but of interrelationships, aka quantum entanglement. Relationship is existence. Now, I touched on this a few episodes ago. You are something the whole universe is doing. There is no personal identity if there is nothing to differentiate from. Now, according to Dr. Paul Masters, founder of the University of Metaphysics, he says, intelligence is the interaction of energy. Said another way, intelligence is the result of becoming informed, either through experience or through study. Without this interaction, there is no awareness. So when we talk about relation, we're referring to the mutual intelligence that is created from the mutual relevance of the two things. This relational dance between you, me, and our creation of we is the platform for self-discovery. This we that we create serves as reflection, as it is only through another's eyes that you can peer into your own soul. Relationship is the catalyst for the inner work. If you want to dive into your own depths and thrive in your own knowing, relationships are the best seminars in town. It is through the other that you can rise to the occasion to be your God self. And it is in this way that being human is our vehicle to love. Love is what the spirit is made of. Now, if you want to experience actual transformation of spirit, then the idea is to be as human as possible without worrying about the accessories of existence. Now, let me explain what I mean. Just as a play or a movie can make us temporarily forget that the storyline isn't real, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that in Earth school, the storyline isn't real either. Because we forget this, we set goals and we give ourselves purposes so that we can become something, so that we can mean something, not understanding that when you do that, the only thing you're transforming is human perception. This is what I call living for death. The only lifestyle approach that guarantees transformation of your spirit is to live for life, and this is why. When you're living for death, you're focused on legacy, your descendants, your reputation after you're gone. That is future-oriented purpose focused on getting more accessories. Accessories aren't the actual outfit, just as your legacy, accomplishments, and possessions isn't actual life. To live for life, on the other hand, is to notice and savor. It is a life with no specific outcome. The focus then becomes sensing, feeling, being. Without the rush to the next flex, you allow yourself to experience the miracles you're searching for. When you live for life, beauty fills you with awe. The sun shines on you with wild grace. The dancing stars sing to you in wonder. Awe, grace, and wonder are key transformation ingredients. These emotions crack us wide open, bringing us face to face with the sacred within. We are transported. A remembrance emerges, followed by a deep knowing. What is true and what is real becomes obvious. Show me the truth of my life. We make this call when we're ready for the catalyst. If you feel so inclined, put your hand over your heart or wherever feels best for you, and just breathe this question in. Show me the truth of my life. The closer we touch our completeness, the more genuinely human we are. We have the beautiful gifts of thinking, sensing, relating, the ability to choose and direct our energy. Every time you feed the soul with intentional human experiences, it guarantees increase, because being a human gives depth and volume to the spirit. When the altar that is your life becomes your favorite place of worship, you will understand that the people, the emotions, the experiences, it's all church. You could be doing anything, but you chose to spend time with me, and I am so grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you loved what you listened to, it would mean so much if you shared this with your friends. Thank you for being here. I love you, and I life you.